Howdy! My name is Ann Goodman, and this presentation is on needs assessments and e-learning. Who, why, where, what, when, and how. The purpose of this presentation is to define what a needs assessment is, especially as it relates to e-learning, talk about the importance of the needs assessment, types of needs assessments that exist, and where do you start. Needs assessment is essentially a systematic method of collecting data. That data then could be used to set priorities. We talk about what decisions we might make about a program based on that data. We may change things related to an organization, or we may determine that how we dedicate fiscal resources or human resources is different because of data collected. It is the gap between what is and what should be. Or in the educational world, it is what a student knows and what a student should know. Why is it important to have information like this, and why is it important to conduct needs assessment? Well, in the educational realm, it allows the instructor to develop a better curriculum that's relevant to the student's needs. The information that you gather as per the needs assessment is also going to enhance the credibility of the course. For instance, that information, either the information from students who've completed the course in their evaluations or their work, will just go to the credibility of the effectiveness of the course, especially as it relates to an employer's perspective. And then third, it takes the ultimate consumer into consideration. If you're asking them for their opinion and for their information, it will increase their confidence in the program, and it will show that they actually they do count in terms of their opinions. Why is it important to look at different types of assessments? Well, when you develop an assessment, you actually have to plan pretty carefully. You can do a comprehensive assessment of an overall program. You can look at the outcomes of that program, where they met, where they not met. You can assess an entire organization. But I think as it relates to this class, what we were talking about is target assessments, such as student needs, delivery methods, and audience analysis. Dr. Elbert described the three phases of needs assessment, that being the pre-assessment, the actual assessment or implementation of the assessment, and then the post-assessment. In this case, where did you start? I want to use an example because I think the first place an e-learning developer might start is with the audience assessment. I think that it's incredibly important for the instructor to know who their audiences are, because since there's not any face-to-face contact, it's important to know who they are and what they're expecting so that you can deliver a quality learning experience. If you don't have any respect for your audience, they will sense that, and it will eventually turn into a poor quality experience for them. Getting to know your audience can be done through a pre-assessment. Essentially, you can look at class rosters, you can do first class introductions, doing that learning preference exercise. I think to identify what their personalities are is a good method, as well as some goal setting and visioning. It's important then to, of course, conduct some sort of an assessment during the class, during that semester. You can do this through journals, blogging, quizzes, fact-gathering surveys, and then, of course, the end of the unit semester or presentations, I think, was a great way to assess what people learned. When you go to analyze your data, then you want to determine how did your learners do? Did they accomplish what you expected of them? You're essentially answering the questions that you wanted to know at the very beginning. Did they accomplish what they wanted? If yes, what and how? If not, why not? And then determine what prevented them from doing that. You can synthesize all this information from themes that you see in journals. You can look at how quizzes, how they're taken, what dates they're taken, and certainly then the grades. I think it's important because e-learning programs are particularly vulnerable to distracted or impatient listeners, or listeners that have different skills and different backgrounds, and not to mention technical difficulties, that we assess our audiences, because we don't want dissatisfied learners, because they will impact our programs. So the message to remember is assess, analyze, fine-tune, and then assess it all again. Thank you very much.